This is Talking with the Gravy Train on Ski Tracks, the latest in Nordic ski talk and news. And now your host, Peter Graves.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Peter Graves, and welcome to Talking with the Gravy Train. It's another edition on Ski Tracks, and today on the telephone from East Montpelier, Vermont, we're very happy to welcome Liz Stephen. Liz, it's great to talk to you. You're home in the Green Mountain State, and I know that recharges your batteries. You're very proud of being a Vermonter, aren't you?
Thanks for having me, Peter. It's really nice to be home in Vermont, for sure.
Yeah, and the weather has been fantastic of late. So I want to go back a little bit, and then we'll go through a little bit about the fantastic season you had. But so you went to Burke Mountain Academy in eighth grade, and I gather, if I'm right, you went first as an alpine skier. What got you interested in changing to cross country, Liz?
Yeah, I did go to Burke starting in eighth grade, and I actually spent 6 years there. I did a postgraduate year after I graduated in 2005, and I started as an alpine skier. I'd been I grew up racing and just enjoying the mountain with my parents when I was. I think I started skiing when I was 3 and started racing when I was 6. So I was pretty into it. But when I was 15. I'm a pretty small person, and the alpine thing just really wasn't going anywhere for me, and I was getting rather frustrated with it. And I've been a runner my whole life, and I love endurance sports and pushing my body to limits. And so when Matt Wickham became the new coach at Burke, I kind of was talked into trying it because I loved the school, and I knew I didn't want to be an alpine skier anymore, and so I tried it in West Yellowstone my sophomore year, and I totally fell in love with it and with the team and with the whole community that surrounds cross country, and haven't really looked back at all.
Well, a wonderful story, and I mean, obviously you're legendary for these massive hill climbs like Alps or May, and I want to talk about that a little later in the program. But we must remember that your alpine skills, your downhill skills, must be pretty well honed.
yeah, it's actually funny you say that, because the first couple of years, especially when I switched, the downhills were the hardest part for me, and they continue to be maybe one of my bigger struggles. I think that the difference in the skis and the boots, and you know, not being able to just set your ski on edge and carve, and you know, having no edges, it makes a pretty big difference in terms of the skills that I had as an alpine racer. So it's kind of funny that isn't my strong suit.
Yeah, how interesting. Well, let's ask the question. What a fantastic season, Liz, that you had. You're had a personal best ever in the fifth place, I believe, at the 10K in Val de Fiemme. You were on several pairs of very strong relay teams, a fourth in the relay at the World Championships, and a third in Jalavari. And, you know, as they say, the rest is history. What a season you women had on the U.S. ski team. You must be very proud for you and your teammates.
Yes, I am really proud of the season we put together. But even before that and beyond that, I think what is to be most proud of is the team and family we've put together on the road in the last couple of years. And I mean, we travel from the beginning of November all the way through April on the road together in Europe, and we have found a way to really enjoy each other way more than you would think you would be able to with, you know, a group of 15 people that are spending 6 months in hotel rooms and competing against each other. And so I'm really proud of how we've developed a team and support system for each other on the road. And I think that's the kind of groundwork for how we've been able to achieve the results that we achieved this year. So yeah, I'm really proud of our team.
Liz, you know, it's interesting when I look at the other teams I think in one sense, I don't want to use the word copy, but there is some emulating now of the sort of things that you ladies have come to sort of represent organically. I mean, it wasn't fake. It wasn't anything that was you tried to muster or put together a marketing concept. This just happened. And I remember hearing Saarinen say, oh, I want this on the Finnish team. And then you see some of the Norwegian girls are doing some of the same things. And by that, I mean the music videos, the outreaches, the fun. We know this is serious business, all about the results, but everybody this year has talked to me about the fun you seem to be having.
Yeah, for sure. And I think there's a kind of an idea out there that if you're in an individual sport, it's kind of everybody against everybody else. And certainly on the starting line and during the race, it is. But there's really a missed huge part of sport, I think, when you don't realize the potential for even greater success that you can have with a team behind you and, you know, being pushed by each other and learning from each other every step of the way. And I think we've kind of tried to take advantage of that whole area that we never had before. And I do think we've made it fun and look fun to other teams. And you know, Keegan and I went to train with the Swedes 2 years ago, and then last year our whole team went and trained with the Swedish national team. And now there's, you know, Astrid Jakobsen will be coming to Alaska possibly this year. And, you know, I know Kaito came last year. And so I think there's now this international, like, friendship and sharing that is starting to go on, and that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly find it very effective and very, very engaging and wonderful. So, in an article on ESPN's website, Keegan Randall paid tribute to you, called you the most team-oriented person I know. How do you respond to that, Liz?
Yeah, when I read that, I was really moved by it. You know, I think very highly of everyone on our team, and I think especially of Keegan, because I think she's been kind of the one who started all of this and is kind of our leader on the team. And to hear her say something like that about me, certainly, yeah, it meant a lot to me. So I think it just shows that everybody gives a little bit of something different for the team, and that's pretty important. I mean, we have 6 and now 7 girls on the team for next year, and along with our 4 boys, and so everybody adds just a little bit different element, and yeah, it's made our team the dynamic group of people it is, along with all the coaches and staff, and of course Matt, who's really been a huge part of how to keep this team together and getting better, and yeah, always checking in with us to make sure that we're, even when it's starting to get hard and, you know, during World Champs where things are the most stressful, making sure that we're remembering that the team is a huge part, and yeah.
Yeah, indeed so. So let me talk about this breakthrough season for a minute. You've been doing this a while, and you, like Keegan, are building this enormous base from which to work from. What do you think, if you look back and analyze last season, what helped you have these breakthrough results, Liz?
I think, yeah, I've been at it 10 years now, and cross-country is one of those sports where it takes quite a while to build the base that you need to start to really succeed on the world championship and World Cup level. And so I think one of the big things is just the time that I've spent doing this and being serious about it and making sacrifices, but of course enjoying every moment of it. I have a great job. And yeah, so I think a lot of things have come together that way. I think that obviously the team stuff has been really big for me. I have a ton of fun out there. And I feel really supported by everybody and by my parents. And I think that I've learned a lot from training with the Swedes and training and watching Keegan and the other girls on the team. And I think, yeah, all of these things come together to kind of boost your confidence, which is a huge part on with results. And so I think all of those things come together and allow for a great season to happen.